You know, most of the aviation conversation happens at 35,000 feet, cruise altitude, fuel burn, range, but today I want to take you down to the ramp, down to where the boots hit the concrete and the jet blast hits your chest. I'm Tower, and this is ATs on Radio Hangar. We're going ground level. If you've ever walked a ramp at a major airport, you've seen them both. The Airbus A320neo and the Boeing 737 MAX, they're the two narrow-body workhorses that move more human beings around this planet than any other aircraft flying. Today, from a distance from the terminal window, they might look like the same general shape, single aisle, twin engine, white fuselage with an airline logo on the tail. But ask anyone who works the ramp, the baggage handlers, the fuelers, the tug drivers, the mechanics, and they'll tell you these two airplanes are about as similar as a Ford and a Chevy, which is to say, not very similar at all once you get your hands on them. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. All right, let's start where any ramp worker starts. With the first thing you notice when you're walking up to the airplane, and that's the engines. The 737 MAX uses the CFM International LEAP-1B. The A320neo, depending on configuration, runs either the LEAP-1A from the same CFM family, or the Pratt & Whitney PW1000G geared turbofan. Now here's what matters on the ground. The LEAP-1B on the MAX has a slightly smaller fan diameter. We're talking about 69.2 inches versus 78 inches on the LEAP-1A and 81 inches on the Pratt option. That might sound like inside baseball, but it changes everything about how the airplane sits on the ramp. Boeing had a problem. The 737 was originally designed in the 1960s. The landing gear was short because back then, you wanted the airplane low to the ground. Easier to load bags by hand. Fewer stairs for passengers. Made sense in 1967, but in 2017, when you're trying to hang a massive high-bypass turbofan engine under a wing that's only about 4 feet off the tarmac, that low stance becomes a real engineering constraint. That's why the LEAP-1B on the MAX isn't perfectly round. If you look at it head-on, the nacelle is slightly flattened on the bottom. Almost like someone took a circle and shaved off a sliver. The engine had to be mounted higher and further forward on the wing to maintain ground clearance. Ground crews noticed this immediately. The engine intake on the MAX sits noticeably forward of the wing leading edge compared to the NEO. The A320neo doesn't have this problem. Airbus designed the A320 family in the late 1980s with taller landing gear from the start. So the NEO's engines hang naturally under the wing in a traditional round nacelle with plenty of clearance. The ramp crew walking under an A320neo has more headroom beneath those engines. On the MAX, you learn pretty quickly to duck. Now let's talk about the nose gear. This is one of the quickest ways a ground handler identifies which airplane they're approaching from the front. The 737 MAX has a relatively short nose gear strut. Again, legacy of that original lowrider design from the 60s. The nose sits lower, and the fuselage has a slight nose-down attitude when it's sitting on the ramp. The A320neo sits more level, taller nose gear. When you're hooking up a tow bar or positioning a pushback tug, you feel the difference. The geometry of the attachment point is different, the angles are different, and for the tug drivers who go back and forth between the two types all day long, it becomes second nature. You just know which airplane you're pushing before anyone tells you. Here's another one that the baggage handlers will tell you about without being asked. The cargo door height on the 737 MAX. The forward cargo compartment door is closer to the ground. That lower fuselage stance means the belt loader meets the cargo door at a shallower angle. On the A320neo, the door is higher off the ramp. Different belt loader positioning, different body mechanics for the people doing the lifting. Over the course of a 12-hour shift loading and unloading 50, 60 flights, those few inches add up in your back and shoulders. The cargo holds themselves are shaped differently too. The 737's lower lobe has a more squared-off cross-section in certain areas, while the A320neo has a wider, more circular, lower fuselage profile. This means different container types. The A320neo can take standard LD3 containers in its forward and aft holds. The 737 MAX typically uses LD3 containers forward, but is more commonly bulk-loaded aft for the ramp operation. This means different loading plans, different equipment, and a different workflow depending on which airplane just pulled into the gate. Let's move to the tail end. The auxiliary power unit exhaust on both airplanes. The APU sits in the tail cone, but the exhaust positioning and the sound signature are distinct. Ramp workers who've been on the job a while can actually tell you which airplane type is running its APU just by the sound and the location of the heat exhaust. The 737 has a characteristic APU whine that's different from the Airbus. And when you're working behind the airplane, you learn where the hot zones are. Different airplane, different spot to avoid, The tail itself is another instant visual identifier. Boeing uses the traditional stabilizer and elevator design on the 737 MAX. The horizontal stabilizer is mounted low on the fuselage, just above the APU exhaust. Airbus puts the horizontal stabilizer in a similar position on the A320neo. But the vertical tail profiles are different. The MAX has that classic Boeing swept tail with the pointed tip. The A320neo has a broader, more rounded vertical stabilizer. From behind the airplane when you're watching it push back, the silhouettes are immediately distinct. Now here's something that the mechanics and the line maintenance crews talk about. The access panels. Every airplane has dozens of panels on the exterior that maintenance needs to open for inspections, servicing, and repairs. Boeing and Airbus use different fastener systems, different panel layouts, and different service point locations. The hydraulic service points, the oil filler locations, the oxygen recharge ports, they're all in different places. A mechanic who's been working Boeings all week and then gets assigned an Airbus has to mentally shift gears. The muscle memory doesn't transfer. Where you reach for the hydraulic panel on the 737 is not where you reach on the 320. The ground power connection, the pneumatic hookup for engine starts, all different locations. The wing design is another area where the differences are obvious from the ground. Both airplanes now feature fuel-saving wingtip devices, but they look completely different. The 737 MAX uses what Boeing calls the split-tip winglet. It's a distinctive design with extensions going both up and down from the wingtip. Very recognizable. Looks almost like a fork at the end of the wing. The A320neo uses Sharklet's large upward curving wingtip devices that blend smoothly from the wing. From below, which is where the ground crew sees them, the MAX's split tip creates a unique shadow pattern on the ramp. Small detail, but ramp workers notice these things when they're out there every day. Fueling is another operation where the differences show up. Both airplanes have underwing fueling points, but the panel locations and the coupling types can vary depending on the specific configuration. The fuel capacity is also different. The 737 MAX 8 carries about 6,570 US gallons. The A320neo carries about 6,300 gallons, though these numbers shift with different variants and configurations. The fueling crew needs to know the specific limits for each type and each airline's load requirements. One more thing the ground crews notice: the doors. The passenger doors on the A320neo are plug-type doors that open outward. The 737 MAX has had significant attention on its door designs recently, and I don't need to rehash the headlines there. But mechanically, the door operation, the arming and disarming of the slides, the interface between the ground crew and the flight crew during boarding and deplaning, it's a different procedure, different callouts, different checks, and the flight deck windows. If you're standing on the ramp looking up at the cockpit, the 737 MAX has those classic Boeing eyebrow windows on older variants, though the MAX itself doesn't have them. What it does have is a different windscreen geometry than the Airbus. The 320neo has a more angular, wider windscreen design. Boeing's is narrower, more wraparound. Pilots notice this from the inside, ground crews notice it from the outside. It changes the face of the airplane. So what's the takeaway here? These are two airplanes that compete for exactly the same market, same seat count roughly, same range roughly, same mission. Fly 160 to 200 passengers from point A to point B as efficiently as possible. But they arrive at that mission from completely different design philosophies and completely different engineering histories. Boeing evolved a 1960s design through multiple generations. Airbus started fresh in the 80s and evolved from there. And those different starting points ripple all the way down to the ramp level. Every bolt, every panel, every clearance dimension carries the DNA of those original design decisions. For those of you who fly general aviation, you might wonder why this matters. Here's why. When you're at a big field, sharing the pattern or the taxiway with these machines, understanding the equipment that dominates commercial aviation makes you a more aware pilot. And if any of you are considering a career path that puts you in one of those cockpits, know that the airplane you fly will have been shaped by decisions made decades before you were born. Aviation history doesn't just live in museums. It lives on the ramp. This one drew from a great piece over at Simple Flying that got into the ground crew perspective, which is an angle you don't hear enough about. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Stay sharp out there.